Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.845, quarter till 9, Deuce McAllister, our guest, all-time Saints leading rusher, all-time Ole Miss leading rusher, voice of the Saints, well, along with Zach Strief. Hey, Deuce, how you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for taking the time with us. What was it that you saw yesterday that impressed you most about the Saints' victory over Tampa Bay?
Their ability to bounce back and stop in the run. I thought that was probably the most impressive feat for that unit. That's the second team that had an all-time low as far as attempts are concerned. They held Chicago Bears to an all-time low in attempts, and they held the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to an all-time low in rushing attempts, and I think that was probably one of their biggest keys.
Was that a Saints record, 8, to hold a team to 8 rushing attempts?
I'm not sure about overall as far as the Saints record, but yeah. I know for Tampa Bay, you know, that's the least amount that they have ever run it in their history, as far as franchise history. And so, you know, that was the same thing that they did to the Bears. So I just have to go back and check and see if that's the least amount of attempts for any team for the Saints.
That's pretty low in the NFL. They threw the ball 51 times, ran it 8. Saints had some pretty good balance going. Alvin Kamara, and you would know this better than anybody, as a running back, he seems like he's back 100% full form.
I think he's, you know, close to 100% as you're going to be as far as in the NFL.
At
but the one
point.
Thing that you did, yeah, the one thing that you did see was the explosion. I think that's probably the most critical part of it. How explosive is he? And I think that you were able to see that. And even he'll tell you that he probably has another gear that he can get to, but just working himself back into that game mix as well is always nice to see. And I thought he had a really nice day, over 150 yards all purpose.
What about Drew Brees? No thumb issue or anything. He looks as sharp as he's ever been.
Yeah, I don't think the thumb is going to be really an issue for him. I mean, he's, you know, obviously the throws that he had, you know, there were some long throws, some deep outs from one hash all the way across the field. He and Teddy tried to hook up, and it was 3rd and 19, I believe, or it was a long conversion, and they didn't connect on that. But outside of that, you know, I thought he had a pretty good day, just distributing the ball and getting it to his playmakers, and obviously not giving up a sack or having been sacked at all. I think that was a pretty good feat as well. Now, Taysom did get sacked on its own blitz kind of look, but that wasn't on Drew per se.
I tell you, people don't realize, Deuce, I think, about that cross-field throw, how far that is.
Well, they don't realize it, and, you know, you talk about having to be on time, and it's a tough throw. It's a tough throw, and, you know, he just couldn't connect on it twice. But outside of that, I mean, you talk about the touchdown throw to Cook. You talk about he and Michael Thomas being on the same page, the touchdown throw, being able to work the first, second, and third option as far as to find Tipkin Jr. So thought he was on point yesterday for sure.
Boy, he really is a surgeon when it comes to cutting up a defense, isn't he?
Well, he knows where he wants to go with football based off of what the defense is going to do, and it's no hesitation for him. And, you know, obviously the accuracy is always going to be there. And, you know, he understands and knows when he has to get rid of the football. And, you know, sometimes, yes, the defense will get him, and you end up holding it for a while. But, I mean, that's very rare.
Talk to me about the defensive line. Our defensive line combination, sacking Jameis Winston and containing him as well.
One thing that Jameis has been able to do a little bit is be able to escape the pocket. And so he's not the mobilest of quarterbacks, but he is able to break containment. And so you see the Saints try to use this where they will use this combination or attempt to get upfield, but, you know, always having a spire to being able to stay in front of the quarterback. I thought Cam and you know, you talk about Davenport, you talk about Rankin showed up, Onyemata. Those guys did a really nice job of being able to contain Jameis and force him to be a pocket passer. But I thought D.A., Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, did a good job of blitzing the guys off of the edge, whether it was Patrick Robinson, Chauncey Gardner. I thought he sent a lot of different pressure from a lot of different angles, and they were able to frustrate Jameis a little bit. But, I mean, you're passing 51 times. That's a recipe for disaster.
You ain't going to win. Absolutely not in rushing at eight. It's going in ahead and hoping for playoffs, and it certainly looks like that. Michael Thomas, the big dog, of course, when it comes to receiving. Is that going to be enough, or are we going to need somebody else to step up here?
Well, you're getting contributions from Jared Cook. You're getting contributions from Ted Ginn Jr. You know, the other player that you would love to get into that mix is Traquan Smith. I mean, so you still have Alvin. You can still mix Taysom Hill in there, and then you obviously can mix Latavius Murray. So you've got enough weapons. I mean, if teams are going to shift all of their attention to Michael Thomas, they've got enough playmakers that can make plays. You know, it's just depending. Hey, look, can you beat man-to-man coverage? Can you beat press coverage with one safety high? That's really how teams have flustered the Saints when they play one safety high, and we're going to be physical with you at the line of scrimmage.
Before we let you go, Saints defensive backfield, I don't know if there's any word on Marshawn Lattimore, is there? Do you have any idea?
As far as really have to see how he recovers, continues to recover from that hamstring injury. So, you know, whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's kind of a week-to-week deal. You know, if he can get out there and even just be limited this week, that's a sign of progress for him. But, you know, you really won't know. I thought they did a nice job on Godwin as well as Mike Evans, just frustrating them. And, you know, P.J. Williams did a nice job of traveling with them. They mixed the coverage up, but it was a team effort. I mean, because you came up with four interceptions as well.
22 seemed to do a pretty good job, and when it comes to the linebacker,
DeMario.
DeMario Davis. This guy is just, I mean, he's one of the best in the league right now, if not, I hate to say ever, but he's got an extraordinary skill set.
Well, he's playing at an elite level, and I think, you know, even, you know, Chauncey will tell you at times he's got to get his hands lower. I got called for a holding or a pass interference yesterday, but, I mean, he's a physical player, and he's continuing to develop. But you talk about DeMario and what he brings to that defense just from a linebacker core. You know, he had another interception for him this past game. I think that was his first one regular season-wise since 2013. He had one against the Rams last year in the playoffs. But, I mean, his ability to be able to not only stop the run but be a blitzer for that unit and then be able to do a good job in coverage, you know, has been really good for the Saints defense.
The athleticism of the people on the team today, of people like yourself, it amazes me how somebody that big can be that have that much finesse, be that, what's the phrase I'm thinking of, graceful. I don't know how y'all do it, Deuce. I guess you're just born with it, huh?
Well, it's bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, that's what you train. It's pretty much training year-round, and those guys have, you know, you're perfecting the technique for sure.
You upset about Ole Miss?
No, I'm actually pretty happy about it, you know, just because you thought it would be worse than what it was. They're a young team. I mean, they're a young team. They're going to continue to get better. I mean, LSU is – They're not number one by mistake. They have a squad that should compete for a national championship.
Deuce, I appreciate your time as always. I'll see you around the hallway.
All right, no problem. Thanks, Tommy.
Deuce McAllister, you all know who he is, 854. Taking a look at traffic now on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.